Yeah, he Eric was someone that, you know, he mentioned that early on no one was taking a chance on him. No one was asking him to come on tour, and he was just trying to get his career off the ground. And my dad was willing to give him a shot and brought him out. My dad really was somebody that if he liked someone's style or he felt like they had something special, he would bring them out on tour and give them a shot, especially when no one else did. He kind of always looked at himself as an outsider doing things outside of what the norm of the industry was. So if everybody's looking for the average, you know, pop country pretty boy, my dad's gonna go with the guy that's, you know, got sunglasses on and is a little bit more edgy and a little bit more old school country. So if you look back at the history of who my dad had on his shows and where the trajectory of their career went after that, I'm not saying it's due to a lot of hard work and a lot of factors, but he took chances on artists long before they were really given a shot in the industry, from Miranda to Blake and Thomas Rhett and literally everybody, Rascal Flatts. You know, I think Eric was really, it was really sweet to hear how humbled he was by my dad at that point, and that my dad would give him that shot, and that he's giving my dad, I think he said something like, if it wasn't for Toby Keith, there wouldn't be an Eric Church. And I think it's so sweet for him to give that kind of respect to my dad. He doesn't have to. He could say, I mean, that was a leg up, but I did all this work and there's an Eric Church because I'm Eric Church. But the fact that he is crediting my dad with that level of respect is pretty astronomical for me.